Happy Friday!
Yeah! And we're rolling.
Happy release day!
Woo! For me!
Woohoo! Luke's got a new song out.
Time is out. Go take a listen.
Yes,
after you're done listening to us.
Yeah, listen to us first, priorities, and then go listen to Luke's new song.
Please do. That'd be awesome.
It's called If You Search Time, Laugh, L-A-F. Then it'll pop up.
It's a fun little rock song.
Yeah.
A little rock song. Get you going. Rock love song.
It's good. But welcome to another episode of Catch Up
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair.
Yeah.
And it's the weekend.
Oh, baby. It's about to have me some fun.
What are you going to do all weekend?
Oh, I got tons of plans.
I'm going to be gone, you guys. Luke's home alone with the pups.
I know.
He's on dog dad duty all weekend.
Dog dad duty.
What are y'all going to do?
Honestly, I was actually thinking about taking them to Tanner Park.
Ooh.
Tested out with old Willow.
Go, gosh.
See how that goes. Let her run
with
around.
50 million dogs.
Yeah, dude. See what happens.
Okay. You let me know how that goes.
Yeah, I will. It should be fun. She'll probably just follow Waffle, you know, the whole shebang.
Honestly, that
she does
could be
good
a really...
with like dogs. Like,
no,
it's fine.
Yeah, she's great with dogs at like a dog park because she can just run around and play, but like when you're on a walk and you're not supposed to play, that's when she starts like barking.
Right,
she wants to go play.
So Tanner Park is like a pretty large park that is like off leash for dogs.
It's
so.
Basically a dog trail, like
it's a hiking,
hiking trail.
Yeah,
but it's completely fenced in every direction, so dogs go off leash. So it's it's like basically a little hike for dogs, and it's so fun.
I was thinking about that.
Honestly,
I was like, it's
that
been
could
nice.
Be a good like. Good way to get her used to seeing a ton of other dogs.
Good socialization, you know?
Who knows? Well, you'll have to let me know how it goes.
No, that'd be cool. But then other than that, I'm just going to go hang out with one of my buddies for his birthday. Ethan.
Oh, nice.
Ethan's birthday is this weekend, so I'm going to go hang out with him and his friends. So other than that, just going to be hanging out, doing some music, clean up the house, you know, classic...
Home Alone stuff.
Classic Home Alone dog dad duties.
Nice. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's dive in with a little gratitude and share what we are thankful for this week.
Yeah. What are you thankful for?
Nice.
Wow.
All right. What are you thankful for this week?
You know, I'm thankful for this app that my sister introduced me to.
Oh, shoot. And I need to download
you
that.
Do. It's called Just Talk. And it's an app that I'm able to text and call Vivian and Jackson, my niece and nephew. And we just been texting.
That's
and it's
so fun.
It's so fun. Like, we got to talk.
What are they using to do it?
Their iPads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they have iPads that they're able to use it on. So it's just like a very, it's a friendly way to text. Like
a friendly way?
Friendly
way.
Did
you mean to say like a kid friendly way?
I guess that was the word. Either way, you know
it's
what I'm
saying.
It's
a very lovely friendly way.
Yeah. But it's a nice way to like talk to them whenever they have their iPads when they're done with school or like just day to day. Like I've been talking to Jackson Vivian like a lot.
That's
so it's super
freaking
dope. Yeah.
Cute.
It's so fun. So
I have to download it. I remember you telling me about it and I forgot.
Yeah. Sarah told me to download it. It's like, hey, would you be interested in downloading the app to talk to kids? I'm like, duh. Does a bear poop in the woods? Of course it does. Like, I would love to. So I'm super thankful for it and being able to talk to them like whenever I want. So
because
otherwise I'd just be like calling every like other week or something like that. It seems like you're doing FaceTimes.
Like,
and sometimes
we
we're not
FaceTime
able to connect because I'm doing something or they're doing something when
time
we call.
Time difference, they're asleep. Yeah.
So, but no, it's great. So yeah, Just Talk is a very cool app that I'm thankful for to be able to talk to my niece and my nephew. I love it. It makes me happy.
Yeah, that's cute. Love that.
He's sending me gifts. He's a meme machine. Like he's
a meme machine.
Yeah,
that's
he's just sending
funny.
Me stuff. I'm like, dude, let's go. Super cool.
Dang.
So,
chat with them.
I know. What are you thankful for?
You know, this week I am just so grateful that we have a garage.
Yes.
For many reasons, you know, one being to protect the vehicle. Two, we have a little at-home garage.
Home gym.
Yes.
In our garage.
At home.
That's what you meant.
Garage gym. I can ride my Peloton, but most importantly, so I can do my garage performances.
Yeah, you can. Hashtag garage performances.
We have been on a roll.
Today has been a great day for content.
It has been. It's been so fun. We did 3 garage performances. Woo! Coming shortly to an Instagram near you. I already posted the one, the Florida. Doo, doo, doo. Yeah. So I already posted that one, which I don't want to jinx it, but all of my garage performances perform really well.
Because they're fun.
Like, really well. Yeah. But I don't want to jinx it and then, like, them not. But I'm like, so I'm trying to maybe make it a goal to do, like, 1 a week.
Yeah.
Which seems pretty attainable. The only thing I'm nervous about is it's like, at what point can I not top myself anymore? You know?
Yeah, because you got to start getting real creative.
I know, because I feel like usually it's...
I feel like once a week is a lot.
It's so much.
So I would not put... That's a big... Personally, I don't think you need to do it once a week. That's a lot.
I know, but like... It's a lot, but also it's... How much new music is constantly coming out? Like, it's
all
not...
All the time.
It's not... Exactly. So like, one song a week is not that much. I can do throwbacks. I can do... You know? It's more just like trying to think of the creative. And I think the issue... is usually the song itself is what like makes like sparks the creativity. Like the second I heard Florida, like I'm in the car just like banging on fake drums. Did I say Florida?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Some reason in my head I was like, did I say karma? But like I'm just like banging on drums. So I was like, ooh, that would be a good garage performance with like drums. And then I'm like, oh, what if they like had paint or water on, you know, like it kind of like stems from that. And like, what was the other one I did that went super viral?
The Usher one?
The desk. No, well, yeah, but the desk lifting up.
That was the Taylor one too, right?
That was Taylor. Don't Blame Me.
Oh yeah.
Like that one was iconic. And it was kind of like, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to top this. I'm literally standing on a desk, you know? But then the one today, like, people are like, this is my favorite one yet. Because I think it was funny because you were in it. The drums, the water. Like, it kind of makes others, I feel like they're going to feel just like, eh, mediocre now.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying.
That's my worry. So I'm like, ah, because there's only so many special effects I can do.
I know. But we just got to like,
the
gotta
drums
be creative,
was,
you know?
The drums was good, but like... We've done fog, we've done confetti, we've done leaf blower. You know what I mean? It's right. Like, man, how many fake special effects can I think of that you can be included? Because that's what's funny about it, I think, is when you're doing the special effects and you're very clearly like in the frame. So yeah, I don't know, but
you just gotta keep brainstorming. You're good at it, so just keep going. Yeah. Don't suck yourself out.
I mean, I definitely am not going to be like, oh, I have to do one this week. Let me think of something. And like, even if it's like, stupid. Yeah. But like, that would be like my goal is to do once a week. Yeah. You know,
set your expectations low and they always will surpass. You do great work. You do great work.
But I think my thing is like, when it comes to content and stuff, it's like people find what works for them and they just beat it like a dead horse. Like in a good way though. Like when it's like something that works for them, it's like they can't keep doing it because it keeps working for them. And I like had that thought recently of like, why when I have like a specific type of video perform super well or like go quote unquote viral, like why do I not like keep doing things like that right after it? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like I'm just like, wow, one and done. That was awesome. Instead of being like, cause I'm like,
but
every,
I feel like you're not doing
legit,
that with this one. I feel like garage performances, you've been still doing it.
I am, but not super often. My last garage performance was literally like over a month ago.
Yeah, but give the people, they got an anticipation.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's like this fine line, but also I'm like, I have not had a garage performance yet like tank and do terribly. So then it's kind of like, why am I not doing these more often, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I think because we did 3 today, that's it fresh in your mind. But, like, before this, I can count on one hand how many garage performances
right.
we've done.
But, I mean, garage performances is what kind of took off for you because of, what was it, the Celine Dion?
I know, and it was so fun.
Yeah.
So that's why, I don't know. I just want to do more of it.
We'll just keep the...
I think because in my head, you know what I think one thing I struggle with as a content creator is, like, I almost feel like every video has to be so different than anything I've done. Like, not just garage performance, but like all my videos. Yeah. Like I said, people, something does well and they just like slightly change it.
Right.
Or they just do the same exact video. Literally, there's people, if you go to their page, it's like they're doing the same video over and over. I would never do that. But like, I just feel like I always am like, okay, I did that idea, on to the next one, instead of like, oh, okay. For example, my Peloton reel that went super viral,
and you're sitting
where it was like, yeah, what my neighbors hear, or no.
What I hear versus
what I think I sound like, what I actually sound like. I could easily do that again and just do a different song.
Right.
But in my head, I'm like, oh, well, I already did that idea that I had about the Peloton.
Yeah, I don't.
So then I don't do it. You know what I mean?
But I'm on your side with that, because to me, you have so much creativity and you don't want to just beat a dead horse. And I think that, to me, I think I personally like that because it shows how creative you actually are.
Yeah.
If you just do the same scenario over and over, yeah, you might gain traction the whole time and blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Like, I personally think what you're doing is great. I don't think you need to beat a dead horse.
Yeah. I think that's why I say once a week
is a lot. Like, it,
I know.
And like becoming creative and trying to make it the best you can and do different things for it. I feel like you're really going to have to like put more time and effort into it. Yeah. Just beating a dead horse and doing the same thing over and over again.
For sure.
You know?
For sure. I think it, yeah.
And I think you have the creativity, the creative ability to do that.
We'll see.
Just don't pressure yourself. Honestly, don't pressure yourself. That seems more easier said than done, but it's really not.
No,
just have
fun
with it. When you have fun with it, look what happens.
No, for sure.
And then consult me, because I have some good ideas that pop up every once in a while.
Like I said, I'm not like saying I have to do one once a week, because I don't want to just like create one because it's like, oh crap, I haven't done one this
right.
week. I don't want that. It's more just like I want to do them more often, and like once a week, if I actually had good ideas and good songs,
yeah,
that would be awesome
right.
to do once a week. You know?
No, but for sure.
It's the music that moves me.
Yeah.
It's the music.
Once you hear it, it just gets the body moving. Yeah, and you're like, ooh, I can do this. I can do that.
Yeah.
What else can I do?
Yeah, exactly. All right.
I love it.
Well, let's chat about our week. We had our first ever like big dinner party. House at our
party.
House.
Boom, boom,
yeah, I don't know. Boom, it's like, boom. It wasn't a dinner party, but it wasn't a house party.
It was a dinner party. We all sat down and ate and hung out.
Yeah, I guess in my head, though, like a dinner party is like super fancy and elegant. And it's like,
no.
Like, you know what I mean? We had burgers and hot dogs.
Don't
and, like,
go Hollywood on the dinner parties.
No,
dude.
I'm just saying.
Chill
that's what
out.
My. I had to set the tone for everyone. In my head,
a dinner party is like
we're
man.
Having our fancy glasses out.
No, dude.
And
dinner
like,
party is when you have people over for dinner. We had that.
Okay, we grilled out.
Get out of here with this Hollywood. Bougie dinner party stuff. Let's bring out the china.
That's what I'm saying. I was just explaining that it wasn't
get out
that
the fancy napkins.
I was explaining that it wasn't that type of dinner party. It was just like a fun hangout dinner party. But we did sit around the table all together.
Yeah.
Eat a nice dinner.
It was fantastic.
Play some icebreakers.
Oh yeah.
So
did you
Luke
say iceburger?
No, I said icebreaker.
I'm sorry, you just said play some iceburgers. We did have burgers. They were fantastic.
With iceberg lettuce on
ooh,
top.
That's true.
No, I said icebreakers. Because it was kind of like, it hit, like I knew this, but it hit me when everyone started showing up. And I was like, oh my gosh, nobody here knows one another. It's
we
just us.
We are the common denominator. Because
it was us and four
yeah.
other couples, five total, and all the other couples had never met. And that was kind of like our purpose of doing this, was because I was like, I want all of our friends to meet, because we always hang out with this couple, then this couple, then this couple. Like, we hang out with them individually, and I was like, I want all the couples to meet, then we can like hang out with multiple couples and like invite the group, or like hang out with these people. For example, Sunday, me and three other girls, we went to a little girls brunch.
Let's go.
You know, so it was like everyone finally got to meet. But when everyone started arriving, I kind of had that like, oh my gosh, nobody knows each other. So like, because I hate small talk more than anything. And I was like, I'm putting them all through small talk right now.
But also everyone like got along so well before we even did the icebergers, you know?
No, for sure. Everyone was like having fun combos.
Yeah.
It was more just like when we sat down at dinner, I was like, we have to do a fun little icebreaker.
It was like the classic, like the guys were, we were all watching wrestling because the Olympic trials were on. The girls were inside in the kitchen, like hanging out around the food.
Drinking our margaritas.
Drinking your margs.
I am really disappointed that we didn't sit on the balcony.
Oh, I know. It was beautiful. Like
but when you guys were watching wrestling, like me and the girls should have gone and sat on the balcony and talked instead of standing around the kitchen island.
I know. But the food was there. So you're just like sat home.
We weren't even eating it yet. We were just literally just, I think it's because I made the drinks in there. So then you just stand there.
Those jalapeno poppers were gone so fast.
No. Yeah. I did have two.
I wish I had more. You had two?
I might have had three.
Oh, geez. You hogged them all.
Snooze, you lose,
there's only like 12 of them.
No, then I only had two.
No. Yeah, I think you had three. I think you're a liar.
No, I had two.
You're a liar.
I had seven. I actually ate 11.
They were
11.
So
did you
good.
Eat one?
I did have one.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, dinner party was so fun.
It was so good. I can't wait to do it again.
I know. I don't know what I was going to say.
Actually, I think I know what you're going to say.
I know, but then
you
I was like,
say it?
Well, it was kind of like, is that stupid to bring up? No, I was just going to say
fun.
This like hibachi, it's like an at-home hibachi brand. So they come to your house and they bring like a full-on hibachi setup. Like, and
hibachi.
They do the whole like performances and they give you, what's it called? Sake?
Sake.
Is that alcohol?
Uh-huh.
What kind?
Japanese.
Oh.
It's from, is it from rice?
No idea.
I don't either, but I feel like it might be.
Oh, but yeah, they come to your house. They
bring
the hibachi grill.
Fact check me.
They make the food. They do all the performances. They light the onion on fire.
Sake bombs!
Yeah, they give you a bunch of sake. But they reached out to me wanting to like, basically just do like trade, like host us or come and host a dinner party. And like do a post about them. And I was like,
that could be
kind of fun, actually.
I think it would be
mostly just because I love hibachi. So it'd be like a fun little dinner party.
Yeah.
We're in our dinner party era.
Yeah, 100%. And I'm into it. I am not against it at all.
Me neither.
I know.
Other extremely exciting thing that happened this week.
Oh, yeah.
Tell them, Luke.
Oh, yeah. What?
Come on. What a super exciting thing happened this week?
I don't know.
Taylor Swift's album! Duh!
Yeah, that went over my head, dude. I was like looking at the list. I was like, what is it?
What
did I not say anything?
I don't remember. Was it our anniversary? I don't know. No, Taylor Swift's new album, The Tortured Poets Department, came out.
Yeah.
We had a nice little listening party.
It was actually pretty nice.
What?
Our listening party. It was fun.
Oh, it was my dream.
Yeah, it was so cool.
We went camping that night because we went to the Salt Flats and did sunset, and then we were going to do sunrise the next morning. And so there's like a little 5 minutes from the Salt Flats, like a little camping area. It's like free BLM land.
Yeah.
And so we went there after sun had set and everything. Ate our Uncrustables and snacks.
Had some drinks, had a cigar.
Yeah.
We sat around the fire.
Yeah, we started a fire. And by started a fire, we clicked a button because it's our
propane
fire pit.
And then
we started from track one. We just pressed play. We had our blankets. We had the puppies. And I was like, this is the best day of my life.
It was great. It was honestly nice. And then I was getting tired, so we had to go in. But
yeah.
We listened to probably eight songs.
And then I freaked out alone because she released the double album and you were sound asleep.
Oh my gosh, dude. Yeah, I vaguely remember you like waking me up. You're like, oh my gosh, babe.
No, I did not wake you up.
Didn't you?
You woke up and you were like, turn the light. And I'm like, you've literally been asleep for like 45 minutes. Shut up. And then I was like, guess what though? Like, because you had woke me up. Luke does this all the time.
What am I doing in time? Tell the people what am I doing in time.
Luke, his favorite thing to do is go to sleep and be asleep for an hour, passed out, no movement, nothing. And then it's like, he wakes up and he's like, can you go to bed? Like, I can't sleep. And I'm like, you have been asleep for an hour.
Doesn't feel like
shut
it.
Shut your mouth. But the funny thing is, like, he never remembers it. That's the thing. He's so, like, deep in sleep and like barely woke up.
I'm a heavy sleeper.
He like barely wakes up that he doesn't even remember it the next day. Like I'll be like, do you remember like telling me to like do this? And he's like, no, not at all. So like, I don't even take him seriously when I'm like, if I come in the room and let's say like I hit something on accident and it like wakes him up and he'll be like, go to bed. Like I'm trying to sleep, you know, whatever. I literally just like roll my eyes and I'm like, shut up. Go back to sleep. No, I don't tell him to shut up.
Yes, you do.
Shut your pie hole. Go back to sleep.
Shut your pie hole. No, yeah. It's so true. It's like the video that we caught on the furbo where I'm
so
like.
So many videos.
I just like.
You wake up and you're like, where am I?
I'm like.
Dude, last night. That might have been last night too. I like walked in the room with the puppies and that's what it usually, what usually actually wakes you up is when we come to bed.
Waffle's like. To bed last night.
Waffle walks in snorting and then you wake up.
He does that thing all
the
time.
Yeah, last night you woke up and you're like, whoa. And I'm like, it's me. It's okay.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, like I like scare you. You're like, oh. You're like, intruder. Who is it? And I'm like, it's me. It's your wife. And you're like, okay. And then your head hits the pillow and you're out 5 seconds later. But it's just funny when you complain about like, you're being so loud. And I'm like, you
need to calm down.
Yeah, I'm like, you've literally been asleep.
You're being too loud.
For so long.
Yeah.
Like, chill. Go to bed.
No,
go
I'm back the to worst bed. In that, night, but night. I don't remember any of it at all.
Yeah, so that's why I don't actually like take it seriously because yeah. I'm like, I know he's literally asleep.
I just truly don't remember when you came back, like came to sleep. It's funny though because like Waffle does this thing where he like wakes up or he goes to sleep before he goes to sleep. He does that loud like, I don't know. It's like he's a mad. It's like his mad. Voice.
No, it's how he gets our attention.
Yeah, that's what
it's like. He's like,
"Hey,
mom and dad," but in his voice. So it's like,
but it's like not even a. Yeah, I don't even know what it is. I'm like, bro, are you trying to clear your throat right now?
It's literally.
Can you not, dude?
That is what he does, though.
It's like he's right next to you. His mouth is right next to your ear, and he does it. I'm like, dude, like take.
He's done it before because like he goes under the covers. When it's time for bed but he doesn't always start under the covers. Sometimes he'll like lay on top of the covers.
That's what it is.
Cause he's being stupid. And then like an hour into sleeping, he's like, it's time. I want to go under the covers. And like, there will be times where like I'm awake or I wake up and I feel him stand up and I'm like, he wants to go over the covers. And he'll like, he'll either one tap my shoulder to be like, hey mom, lift the cover up. Or he'll make that little snarl noise. And I'm like.
The snarl noise gets me, dude.
Oh, it makes you so angry.
It makes me so
mad. I think it's so cute.
I don't.
I love it. It's like he's talking to us.
He's Mac talking to me.
F you, dad.
Yeah. Open up the covers. Let me in. I'm like, dude, I'm sleeping.
Yeah. But overall, Taylor Swift thoughts. I'm not going to go too deep into it. That's what are fair. Your thoughts?
So we've talked about this, but.
And I have more thoughts since
yeah,
we've talked.
Since you most talked.
Are you asleep right now?
Pretty much. it is getting late. I do enjoy the first part, the first album.
Okay.
I think listening to it more, it's kind of like you said before, like the more you listen to it, the more it opens up, the more you hear more of like the each individual songs that separates it from all the other ones.
Yeah.
But then when the fact that there's 31 songs total,
it's a lot.
It's way too much for me. And the second part of the album, like the second album that came out, mm-hmm. to me, it truly all sounds the same. There might be different vocal melodies here and there, but it's just like, it's very piano based, which is fine. I'm not against it. It's just like, yeah. I can't listen to that first set 16 songs.
You know what I think for that type of thing? Once you start to learn the lyrics, then you like the songs more, you know? When you don't know the words at all and it's still so new and you just, it sounds similar, then I feel like you're just kind of like, you're just listening and you're like, right. Okay, I'm kind of getting tired.
I mean, it's
tired.
The first time we listened to it, but like
no,
also.
No, I know that I'm saying, but once you like actually start to learn the lyrics, then you can like sing along. So it's more fun to listen to. You know
I get
mean?
That. But for me personally, I'm more of a production guy.
Yeah.
Lyrics are great. Obviously lyrics are important and like they tell a story. I love that. But production, like is what gets me to love music even more. If you have a great production behind incredible lyrics,
yeah,
that just makes a masterpiece of a song. But for me, I love the production musical wise of it besides the lyrics. And yeah, to me, the first part of the album has that. And I truly believe that. I mean, listening to it, you can totally hear
for sure
that.
I definitely like the first one better. But I will say, though, I do think that this album, even the fact she called it like the tortured poets department, it was, I think it was more of like a, she wanted you to just focus on the words. Like, right, it's literally like poetry that she just like kind of like put to music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's not supposed to be these like bops. Like, but I will say though,
the first
so
part
many,
is a bop.
So many of the tracks have crazy. Grown on me like crazy.
Yeah.
Even some that like I didn't really pay attention to the first like couple days.
Right.
Like, now I'm like, ooh, like Guilty as Sin like has been stuck in my head, and like, it didn't catch my eye the first listen or even the second listen.
Right.
Like, I kind of would probably like, oh, we could skip this one. Like, you know, I feel like because the ones that are like big bops immediately catch your attention. So those are the ones you want to keep like listen to over and over, because you want to like, woo, woo, woo. So I'm starting to add more and more to my list of like, oh, I really like this. And I will say too, reading some of the lyrics, because she, or like, you know, when you're listening, you can like read the lyrics. When I've been like reading some of them, I'm like, oh, like you hear it, but like to read it, I don't know.
It's
like,
totally different.
It
I
is.
Agree. You actually,
and so I've like started to appreciate the lyrics more for some stuff too.
Digest it, not ingest.
Upset digest, stomach, diarrhea.
Indigestion.
So yeah, it's definitely like the album. I had a lot of favorites, but as a whole, it's growing on me a lot already.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've definitely got a bunch of like favorites already for sure.
I mean, she is known as the best songwriter there is, and it's
she did it again.
She
folks.
Does it again. I mean, not gonna fight that at all.
Yeah. All right, last thing I want to talk about.
Yes.
It's time to spill the tea with B.
Spill the tea with B.
Because we have one pop culture. Well, I guess Taylor Swift was pop culture, but one pop culture thing we need to discuss.
What is it?
And we should have probably discussed it last week, maybe the week before. It's not,
it's been a while.
It's not new news.
We'll bring it to the people now. You know,
the Golden Bachelor.
Oh yes,
the divorce.
Forgot about that.
I know,
the Golden Divorce.
They're 0-1.
0-1, dude, that blows.
I know. So,
snooze, you lose.
What are your thoughts?
This is my thoughts. We've talked, again, we have talked about this. The fact
have
that,
we?
Yeah, we have some, I'm pretty sure it was you. I don't know who else I would have talked about it with.
Yeah.
But Golden Bachelor has a great platform. I love the idea of it. You have old love trying to find each other.
Yeah.
But at old love, you're probably a grandfather, you're probably a grandmother, you probably have people in your life that you want to stay close to home with.
Mm-hmm.
These people were from all over.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you're not willing, I personally don't think you're going to be willing to leave where you're from, where your family's all at, if you've been constantly hanging out with your family all the time. It's hard to separate that. I don't think it's feasible, honestly, at that late, at that point in your life.
Yeah.
Unless you don't
do
have family anymore, but I don't, like, well, I just didn't see that with any of the ladies and him.
Yeah. It's very tough,
you know,
to say, like, to have a ton of input on that standpoint. Cause, like, when you're younger, like us, when we started dating, like, you're way more like, oh my gosh, I love this person more than anything. Yeah. I'm gonna, like, uproot my life and move for them. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's, so it's hard to say, like, did they just not love each other enough to, like, where one of them would be willing to leave, you know, because
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
yeah, they've been with their family for how many years?
Right.
You know?
And a lot of them are widowed, you know?
My only, like, thought though is like, why couldn't they? They both obviously had houses already where they live. Why couldn't they just do like, every other month, go back and forth.
Oh, do they have a ton of money?
We she don't does. Know.
She does.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, for real?
People were saying that's why they thought Jerry, when she Remember how, like, I mean, this is all editing though, but remember how you thought he for sure was choosing the other person?
Yeah.
And when she brought up what she did, and she, it was somehow public knowledge that she wanted to sign up. She wanted a prenup for their marriage. She was pretty wealthy, I think. Mm. But also, when you're that age, you would think that they probably have their house, like their mortgages paid off. Well, no, he didn't. Didn't he just recently get that new house with his previous wife?
I don't remember.
Oh, well, anyways, that's just my thought is like, you would think that they'd maybe be able to like do like every other month. Then you get to see both of your families, you know, but like I said, but that's easier said than done.
Like a dream world. Like, let's make it happen. Let's be real. Like,
I think it's okay. Here's my biggest thought. This is my last takeaway. Is all the, like, the way they announced it, kind of silly. Like, going on...
How did they announce it?
Good Morning America.
Shut up!
I'm pretty sure it was Good Morning America. It was a show. Dude. They went on to announce their divorce, and, like, they did a full sit-down interview.
That's just, like, to me, that's thirsty.
Yeah.
Like, you're just being thirsty. It's like, what's his name coming out?
Clayton.
Yeah, like... No. Not Clayton.
Colton.
Colton. Like, you didn't have to do that. Like, yeah. I personally don't believe that was the way to come out.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's personally the way to come out and say we're getting a divorce. That's thirsty. You're looking for way more attention than need be. That's what my two cents is.
No,
on that.
I agree. Like, just kind of put it, I don't know. I think it's like, and the fact that, guess what? Their big wedding that was how long ago?
A month ago.
was televised.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like they had this big wedding. They had to do it on TV. Then now they're announcing their divorce on TV. I don't know what they're thirsty
for, but like, I just don't. All
their interviews, though, they're like, they basically are saying, like, we still love each other so, so much. Like, they're making it seem like their marriage was perfect, but they just don't live in the same state. And I'm just like, is it? Or are y'all just not spilling the tea?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, was there more to it? What's the side story? Tell us.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, the fact that they went on the show on like Good Morning America to announce their divorce, it's just kind of like, do like the rest of Bachelor Nation. Right. Post it on your Instagram.
I really didn't know
If they like didn't have social media, maybe. You know, it's like, oh, they don't even have social media.
Even then, that's too much.
Yeah. But no, it's like, cares. They share on socials. Like, just tell us there.
Let's be real. Like, it's just like, at the end of the day, yeah, it sucks, but no one cares.
But now I'm curious if they're pivoting. I wonder if they're pivoting for Golden Bachelorette.
In the sense of what?
Are they only going to cast people from...
the same area. That's a bullshit. I don't think there's enough. I don't think there's enough.
I don't think there's enough because it's like, I mean, I guess it depends on where you're from.
Right.
If you're from Atlanta, Georgia, there's a ton of people there that you've probably never met, you know?
Yeah.
Because it's like night one. It's like, hi, good to see you again.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, we went on 3 dates. Yeah. Oh, I was friends with his
living
wife.
In a small town.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just think, I don't know if they can do it. Because, like, obviously they do that for, like, Love is Blind.
Right.
Which but is also, great. Yeah, they're all from the same place.
There's so many more young single people, you know. That's why it works.
That's what I'm saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But people are saying,
will they do that
similar concept where they're all from the same area? But I just don't see a way they actually could.
Yeah. I just don't know if there's enough people to do it. But... that sucks that they got divorced already, but yeah, that's unfortunate that they went on Good Morning America to announce it.
Yeah.
That puts a little weird taste in my mouth.
For sure. Well, thank you guys for listening this week. We hope y'all have an amazing weekend.
Heck yeah, guys.
Be sure to go stream Luke's new song.
Oh, yes.
Time by LAF. We'll do it right now.
Have some fun promo coming out for it to keep you guys reminded.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Or just go to Luke's Instagram or the podcast show notes and we'll put a link
to
go listen. Woo. All right, have a great weekend. We love you guys. We're thankful for you. See you next Friday.